Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, December 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Dow notches a fifth weekly gain, marking its longest winning streak since 2021. The blue chip index rose 295 points to close at 36,246. The S&P 500 was up 27 points, and the NASDAQ finished 79 points higher. Investor sentiment was boosted by comments today by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who signaled that officials are likely done raising interest rates, but cautioned that it would be, in his words, premature to conclude with confidence that we have achieved a sufficiently restrictive stance. Powell's comments fueled a wave of buying in the government bond market. The yield on two-year treasuries, which are especially sensitive to interest rate expectations, recorded the biggest weekly decline since March, around the time Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Yields fall as bond prices rise. Separately, investors have also ramped up bets over the past month that the U.S. economy can avert a recession, which has driven stocks sharply higher over the past month. Looking at stocks, Amazon shares rose 0.6% after it said it hired Elon Musk's SpaceX to conduct three rocket launches for the Seattle company's planned satellite internet division. Shares of Pfizer fell 5.1%. The drug maker said a trial of a twice-a-day weight loss pill showed high rates of side effects. And in commodities, gold finished at a record high $2,071 an ounce, fueled by sliding interest rates, purchases by central banks around the world, and war in the Middle East. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.